Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Currently we're doing the chapter Babu Fadli Salati ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter on the virtue of sending salutation, sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find that there's a close link between a person going to the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sending durood, sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We did those ahadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained about malaika that have been appointed to take the salat, the durood of people of his ummati that recite this, take it to his grave. So there is a close link between the khabar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the reciting of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You find that when a person goes there, this is what he does. He doesn't go there to take pictures, he doesn't go there to look at the architecture, he doesn't go there just to merry make and to pass time and to mix with other people, but he's going there for a work. He's going there to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore you'll find that these ahadith that explain about the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have a close link. The qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, and reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, because these two have a very close link. So understanding that, then we'll understand today's hadith. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la taj'alu qabri 'eeda wa sallu 'alayya fa inna salatakum tablughuni haythu kuntum. Rawahu Abu Dawud bi isnadin sahihin. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not make my grave a place of celebration. لا تجعلوا قبري عيدا. Do not make my grave an Eid. So here, we'll do the different translations. Here, the first translation, do not make my grave a place of celebration. Khush manane ka jaga. Don't come there and make it a place of celebration where people celebrate. Anyway, the next part of the hadith before we explain, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then went on to say, وَصَلُّوا عَلَيَّ. Send salutations upon me, because your salutations reach me wherever you are. It doesn't matter where you are. A person is in an aeroplane, a person is in a submarine, a person is in his house that is far away from Medina Sharif, but he's sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us that comfort, that your salawat reaches me wherever you are. So beautiful, so comforting our deen is, that even if a person is a poor person staying in a shack, and in his mind he'll never get that money, or he'll never afford to go to Medina Sharif, but even he has that comfort that if I'm sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's reaching him with my name and with my father's name. In other words, complete reaching, the complete delivery of this salawat that I'm reading, and free of charge and instant. In other words, there's no need to send it via some courier service, and it won't take a few days to reach there. Instantly it is going from here. So therefore a person is comforted by the fact that Allah Ta'ala has made such an arrangement for the salawat to reach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming back to this first part of this hadith, لا تجعلوا قبري عيدا. Don't make my qabr an Eid. What it first means is, don't make my grave a manifestation of the day of Eid. In other words, which permission on the day of Eid, permission is granted for extra joy and extra happiness, because this is contrary to the etiquette of the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You come there and you start celebrating and you start entertaining yourself at the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is contrary to the respect that is expected of a person and the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, this is speaking about halal entertainment. A person is going there and he's celebrating, and some type of halal, maybe people are have a dining there and people are eating their all halal food. I'm just giving an example. This is Rasulullah sallam is stopping us from that. Can you imagine haram? How far we going to stay away from haram? And now when you go there, it's unfortunate that every person is videoing and taking photos, and that place, so much of haram has come there. So imagine how far away we have drifted from what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that don't make my qabr a place of celebration. Do not, in other words, that extra permission that is granted on the day of Eid, don't bring that extra celebration there also. The object of coming to the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to derive lessons and to convey salawat. The nations of the past engage in celebration at the graves of their pious, and they were then, and they then made them places of worship. They went, and after that what happened was the next step. Shariat stops us from far. Before you get close to getting into any guna, you stay far away from that guna. For this reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "O Allah, do not make my grave an idol which will be worshipped." The anger of Allah Ta'ala was intense upon that nation which made the graves of the messengers places of worship. Mu'tah, Imam Malik, this is mentioned. The anger of Allah Ta'ala was intense upon that nation which made the graves of the messengers places of worship. The second explanation given for this word, لَا تَجْعَلُوا قَبْرِ عِيدًا, this word عِيد, they do not, this word عِيد is derived from the word اعتياد, which means to make a habit of something. Hence, the hadith means that one should not visit my qabr as a ritual, like some type of habit. For example, Muharram is coming, now I got to go to the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Certain event is coming, so now we have to go to the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Certain thing is happening, we have to go. In other words, we're making it as a ritual. It's not a ritual that you go on a certain occasion and a specific time, you must be there at the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not part of deen where you now start making it a habit to do these sort of things. And one explanation under this ulama also give is where a person now is continuously going, the respect of that place is also lost. Continuously where a person just goes, he gets a ticket and he goes all the time. It's different where a person has got great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the respect is maintained, he doesn't lose the respect. But how often you hear of people that are staying in Medina Sharif, but the respect of Medina Sharif has left them. In other words, all the different types of entertainment that are found, all the different type of malls that are found, and all the other fitnas that are coming in terms of television and other things people are engaging in. Allah Ta'ala forgive us and protect us. We're even hearing of cinemas opening up in Medina Sharif. Something that we never thought will happen. In Medina Sharif, cinemas are opening up in Medina Sharif. Look how far we have gone from what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching. He's teaching us something about his qabr, that we do not lose respect for it. Forget about introducing haram in that place. So anyway, this is the second explanation. It comes from the word i'tiyad. It makes a habit of something. So a person makes it a ritual that he must go there to the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or he goes so often that the respect of that place is lost. The third explanation ulama give is, do not make the visiting of my grave like Eid, which occurs only twice in a year. In other words, we are encouraged to visit the blessed resting place of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially those that are close by. Those that are close by, their residence there, it's not too expensive for them to go from here, it's not too costly. But they are residents, they are nearby. They got that opportunity of going to the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They shouldn't only leave it on the days of Eid, for example, 2 days in the year, and then they go. They should go more often and visit the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are the three explanations that is given under this hadith. لَا تَجْعَلُوا قَبْرِ عِيدًا. They do not make my qabr a place of Eid. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. See how much of explanation is needed just for one word. A person thinks that I can just take the translation and I can translate the hadith and I'll understand that hadith. Person will never get that understanding of the hadith just by reading the translation. There is so many different explanations that are given just to one word in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.